Well, we definitely need to tighten up security, that's for sure. I took a photograph yesterday which clearly shows an out-of-control gang of rabid ramblers walking in a gang for a two-mile hike to the tea room. Lots of loud conversation, as usual. This is taking place here on my island. Yet I was promised that the annual winter cull had been completed. I need to know how this gang slipped through the net and what my team is going to do about it. I mean, this is just flagrant. They're wearing ludicrous baseball caps, waterproof breathable trousers. They've probably got about 300 zipped pockets stuffed with bread rolls and sausages from the hotel breakfast buffet. And they've even tucked their trousers into their socks so they don't get dirty. I ask you. And you will also notice they're all looking down so their faces don't get recognised by our spy cameras. Root them out. Ship them off my island immediately. I suggest we deploy Kevin the sniffer dog. He can detect foot odour and clothes made from kite material from at least 5 miles. Come on, let's have some action. Thank you, that is all.
Factis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
I had a completely pointless trip to the shops today. I went to the pet shop and I said to the shopkeeper, "Can I buy a goldfish?" He said, "Do you want an aquarium?" I said irritably, "I don't care what star sign it is." Not a good start. The next stop was the video rental shop. I said, perfectly reasonably, "Can I borrow Batman Forever?" He said, "No, you'll have to bring it back tomorrow." Oh, what is wrong with people? Oh well, plough on. I'm getting more and more fed up with the experience. I thought I'd treat myself to a new watch. And the man in the shop said, "Analog." I said, "No, just a watch, please." Finally, I stalked into the electrical shop, ready for anything. I asked through gritted teeth, "Can someone sell me a kettle?" The man behind the display counter said, "Kenwood." I lost it then and shouted, "Where is he then?" Oh dear, and that was it. I just gave up. Came home with nothing. Shopping, it's a joke.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And here at last is the edition of the Isle of Kevin talking newspaper you've all been demanding. I'm sorry it's a little bit late. I have been rather busy running the country. Anyway, here we go. First of all, letters to the editor. "Dear Sir, what is happening to the youth of today? Why can't they get a decent job down the pits or cleaning toilets instead of prancing around with their smartphones, annoying people like me who have taken early retirement on a fat pension at the age of 50? Yours ferociously, Ivor Bungalow, brackets detached, close brackets." This week's top story. Police were out in force today, armed with pencils and pieces of very thin paper. They said they were trying to trace a criminal. Moving on. News in brief. The Good Food Awards celebration was cancelled last night after celebrity judge Nigella Lawson ate the whole buffet. A hospital spokesperson said she was recovering despite attempting to eat a chocolate bar while her stomach was being pumped. Get well soon, Nigella. Meanwhile, entrepreneur Nigel Bad Idea claims he's found a backer for his latest invention, a new breed of housefly that can remove nasal hair while you sleep. The backer, who wishes to remain anonymous, is called Sid Stupid. He said, "I'm completely bald and this seems like a great way to piece together a lovely new head of hair for myself while furthering the cause of scientific advance. It will also improve the quality of life for millions who will no longer have to tear their nose hair out while waiting in traffic jams. Never a truer word was spoken. Meanwhile, in our sports department, Ollie Socks Drawer has been fined £5 for not arguing enough with officials. It is alleged he only abused 3 of the 4 officials at Manchester United game against Arsenal. Ollie said, But I was extremely abusive and I did keep it going for more than 5 minutes. I think I'm going to have to launch a personal attack on the president of the Football Association just to demonstrate my total commitment to the sport. And in entertainment, the BBC is about to launch its latest search for a star. Producers are already auditioning for wannabe celebrities, queuing up for the chance to work at the luxury drug and alcohol addiction rehabilitation clinic for wannabe celebrities. Apparently, the first challenge, it's a tough one, is to spend all day and all night in a nightclub, throw up on the pavement outside, and kick a photographer, smiling throughout, with perfect white teeth. Now that's what I call a challenge. There'll be another edition of the Isle of Kevin Talking Newspaper next month. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with some music, shall I? Temporarily. And perhaps you'd like to try some brunch. See you later.